Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
All right, folks. Well, here we are. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It's pretty hectic, pretty crazy. Tonight is going to be quite an interesting show going on. Because I'm going to be in and out. My wife is stranded in Dulles Airport. I'm trying to rent a car. We have my good friend and patriot is going to run the board for us. School board, former school board member to Hernando County, Florida. His name is Mark Johnson, last second hosting. I want to thank you, Mark, for coming on last second and doing this.
Okay, and if I don't get to somebody, I apologize because I really don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here and I'm on.
Okay, so I'll be sitting here working the board with my phone on mute, and I think I see callers in the line. I see another 813 number. So what I'm going to do real fast, I'm going to play a couple of quick ads, and I'm going to screen these calls on the board, and then we'll get started, okay?
Great. Arlene, are you on?
And we are live. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's D-A-V-E-B-R-A-Y, USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition out now. He's doing all kinds of things. Head on over there, get some merchandise, get yourself together, and have a good time. It's DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Yeah, I like that lighting better. And, of course, LibertyRush.com. Social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Never, ever censored, ever. LibertyRush.com. Check it out now. That's my friend Rob and my friend Dave. Awesome stuff happening. If you're there in the live feed, if you see the live feed, please share it. I don't have time to share it. You got one heck of a show. You aren't going to believe your ears, your eyes, and your anything. You're not going to believe it. And on the line, I have former school board member, Mark Johnson. And I have, let's see, who else we got here? This is my, I'm going to bring him in real quick, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, a school board member for Hernando County, Jimmy Lodato, is on the line also. I don't know if he's got his thing ready to go, but I think I picked up his phone here. Jimmy, is that you?
Yes, we're ready when you are.
All right. Say hello to Mark. Mark's working the host line for us. He's got it all under control.
Now, are we talking about Mark Johnson? Are we talking about Mark Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, believe it or not, I had the last second.
Should I refer to him as Johnson tonight? Since I have two Marks on the show, should I refer to him as Johnson and just call you Mark?
If you want,
yeah,
I don't care.
Oh, my God, I'm having, like, such a tragedy
you
here tonight. You have no idea. You have no idea what I'm going through. Stress is unbelievable. My live feed right now has no sound because I've got the phone on. I got my other device blew up and died on me. I dropped it on the floor. And my wife is stuck trying to go from – she's got a flight tonight from Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
To a – into a from Dulles into Philadelphia. It's just unbelievable what's going on. All right, I'm killing this video. I'm going to switch videos. We're really having a hard time here. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about equity in education. We're going to be talking about critical conversations and critical race theory. Crucial conversations in critical race theory, are they all intertwined and mixed together as one big happy family? Is it like in disguise, critical race theory in disguise? We're going to be discussing that tonight. I sat down with a couple of folks tonight and really looked into all this stuff. From what I can understand, this equity in education is backdoor race theory, and we're going to go over that. Mark, is Arlene with you, Mark?
Yes.
I'm here.
She's on.
All right. Arlene has doing extensive research into this equity in education, and we sat down this evening, and I looked over a lot of this paperwork and a lot of this information that she has dug up, and this is critical race theory in a nutshell, being brought to the students of the Hernando County School District as a teacher training program. There's no curriculum. It's not called critical race theory, but in my eyes, I'm sorry, Jimmy, I have to say that this is critical race theory through the mouths of the teachers. They're training the teachers to disguise this. And I looked at all this information with my own two eyes, and it is backdoor critical race theory. Arlene, explain a little bit, because I saw the paperwork,
okay.
I saw the information from your Freedom of Information request. If you can elaborate a little bit, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Previously, about 2 hours ago, Carla Johns, Pam Everett, you, me, and my husband met at your house to go over the documents. I didn't want anyone to think that I made up anything and that I was incorrect in anything. I showed everyone who was present, those names that I mentioned, the emails that I got from Angela Shepard, my request to her pursuant to Freedom of Information, and her responses. One of the ones, I started this search because on January 26, 2021, the coordinator of the federal programs for Hernando County School District made a presentation to the board, to the school board, and before the school board was approval of $107,800 for the conversational training program, Vital Smarts, Crucial Conversations. And that is not Franklin Covey's equity in education. He also said, this is what got me on this, that the Crucial Conversation was a training program on how to have conversations about equity without it leading people towards getting offended or defensive. Now, that really ticked me off, because all over they were talking about equity, equity in education, equity in everything else, and that was synonymous with critical race theory. So I sent in a request for information to Angela. I think my second one I asked.
Give them Angela's title.
Let's see. I'm not sure what her title is.
Communications specialist?
Oh, communications specialist, communications and government relations. That's Angela Shepherds, and that's who I had to send my request to, pursuant to the Freedom of Information Act. I requested information and documentation concerning equity training, equity teams, equity education, including but not limited to books, manuals, curriculum, vendor materials, federal and state mandates, and funding requirements, and other stuff also. I got back an answer that it was a two-page attachment that gave a lot of information. We can go into it. But at the bottom of that email, before I go into the attachment, she said that I could come and view the training document. So and to also call and tell her to confirm that I got the information. So I called her up, and I told her I would like to not only view the training manual for equity in education, but I would like to have it. So she told me she could not give it to me, but I could purchase it. I asked the price. It was $31. The next day, I went and purchased it. It came sealed in a shrink seal, with other stuff in it, talking point cards in it, and I went through it. What between what she gave me as an attachment was very, very informative. It seems in 2019-2020, Equal Opportunity Schools made a presentation to the school board. It was to reduce or eliminate the achievement gap and how they were going to do it. What they were going to do is have students that were lower performance students being admitted to the advanced classes, the AP classes, the IB classes. There was really no further discussion on it. The presentation, anyone could see that presentation. That was in June 25th, 2019. All five board members agreed. They had consensus, and I don't know if they voted at that because it might have been a workshop meeting, but it was going to come for approval on that. Now, what they said in there, that it was...
it was not approved then. It went to the July meeting for approval.
Right, but it was they had consensus. All five of the board members approved it. It was going to be paid for by a Title IV Part A project narrative, and it was for projects that were going to be in 2020 and 2021. So I had to look further into what that was. So I got the training manual, and I looked in it. This is an eye-opener. I'll probably be going back and forth a little bit. I showed everything to the four or five people that were at Mark Hoffman's house earlier this evening. Everywhere through this manual, they describe minority students as minoritized. They use the word minoritized throughout the training manual. They indicate in here what are the barriers to equity. One of them is asking for a right answer. You're not supposed to ask for a right answer. You're supposed to have a collaborative group deciding what the goals should be and how they should get there. So you don't ask for the right answer. This comes straight from the book, the training manual. I showed it to everyone who was home. There's, and they get away with this by using words that are soft words. There's these segments in the manual are self-awareness, authentic relationships, high expectations. After you get to the heading and you go through, this is where you see all of these things. So let's see. I told you you have to have the where is it here? They have to define a goal or a defined outcome. Then they talk about a barrier to equity is merit, meritocracy. And there is, in the back of the book, cards. These are talking point cards. And this is where it really gets. The card, the first one of the cards I read to them, I showed them, I took it right out of the book. It's called Reject Assimilation, because assimilation, learning becomes less relevant to the student whose cultural identity is not recognized. It's misattribution of success. When successful, minoritized students are seen as overcoming their culture. They don't want you to overcome their culture. They want you to combat colorblindness, not have colorblindness, combat it. And why? Because I'm reading straight from the cards that I showed everybody at this meeting that's in the book. So you have to combat colorblindness because it supports the idea of meritocracy, which is an inaccurate message that everyone has equal access to opportunity, and it perpetuates a deficit mindset about students and their families. Then they also say you have to recognize the fallacy of meritocracy, and it says that merit is not what you should be looking at. You should not be considering that because it's only a narrow range of intelligence that is on it. It undermines growth mindsets, collaborative instructional practices, and emotional belongings. This is all straight from the book. There's other things in here also. But let me get back to what the school district has done and is doing. So that this is pretty much what's in the training manual. There's no question that this is critical racism theory. No question of that. It has all of the things that critical racism contains. So we said in 2019, the school board approved the EOS, which is the Equal Opportunity Schools plan. It's a collaborative agreement. And they paid, the school district paid, $124,000 and $112,000 for projects that was supposed to be for 2020 and 2021. And this is all supposed to be eliminate or reduce the achievement gap. By the way, the achievement gap is the difference between higher performing students' scores and lower performance student scores. And trying to reduce the achievement gap is really a right thing to do, but not by critical racism. Not by critical racism. This is absolutely incredible what they're doing. Oh, I got a beep in there. I don't know why I got a beep. Okay. So then we have the next thing that cropped up in here during my research was that critical race theory of training. It's a June the 20th, and they approved the
equity in schools. Excuse me. If we're going to have a show on a one-sided way, then why am I here? All I'm hearing from you is all the stuff you're reading in the book. Am I going to have a chance to speak to this, or are you going to just talk about it all night?
Well, would you like to hear
Jimmy, if you hold on to say, I was just asking Marlene if she wants to give you a chance to rebuttal now or in a minute or two.
Go ahead.
Well, you want to take it any way you want it. Yeah. Okay, first of all, I understand Arlene's moving forward and looking at all these things in the book, but let me just explain to you what our position is. We follow the guidelines of the Department of Education. We follow the guidelines of Richard Corcoran, our Commissioner of Education. We follow the guidelines of the governor of this state. This is not New York. This is not Pennsylvania. We are a very conservative county, and I can tell you right now I'm a very conservative person. I am going to tell you right now that critical race theory is not taught in Hernando County. It is not taught in Hernando County. All I hear is malarkey that everybody tries to interpret out of books. I know what the book is about. I know it. I read it. But what you're trying to do is trying to find out some way that you can hook up that we're trying to teach critical race theory. And that is not true. And I don't think that I should be listening to all this malarkey when there's nothing in it that shows that we're not following the guidelines of our governor.
Well,
so why don't you continue now?
Okay. In July of 2020, Franklin Covey's Equity in Education was approved by consent agenda without discussion. The school district's information provided pursuant to this Freedom of Information request is unclear as the exact cost of the Equity in Education 20. However, it indicates that the description of this training program was part of the original ESSER CARES Act submission. So back in 2019, there was no discussion or actual questioning what the hell is this EOS program about. There was none. It was just accepted on surface. Nobody, not one of the school board members in that meeting in 2019 asked when they were saying, well, we're going to put these lower performance students in the AP classes and in the IB classes. No one said, well, how are you going to do that? How does that work? I watched that. I watched that whole entire thing. Anyone can go and watch it. It's the June 25th, 2019 workshop. And you could see where EOS made that presentation. She's a great salesman. Not one person. Now, I also asked Angela, when was any of these training sessions? This is not curriculum. So you may be right and maybe not right. I don't know. I did not look into the curriculum. I looked into the training, 100% training. Now, Angela told me that equity and education training from Franklin Covey was offered on two dates, in February 12, 2021, so that was this February, and the training was located in the boardroom for 23 guidance counselors and social workers. This is going to be going to teachers also. Now, you could say you don't know what this book is, but go and get the book. Get it. Let everyone get it. I have not made up one word of this, not one word. And those talking points in the back, those cards that are to be read out are incredible. They blast assimilation. They blast merit. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And this training was given on February 12th. It also says that there's another on October 21st, 2021, the training was offered at Central High School for 65 members of the School-Based Achievement Gap Committee. Now, I don't know that this has to be a typo here, because either it was given on October 21st, 2020, or it will be offered on October 21st, 2021. But using this book, which is infused with critical race theory. Now,
okay,
if you have the book
that,
and you look at it and you
can
look
I
at
add
those
to that, please?
Talking points in the back,
can
you
I add
cannot
to
say
that, please?
This is not critical race theory.
You're just continuing to run off, but you don't get a chance to give anybody a chance to talk. You just said.
I let you. You want to go ahead.
You just said that you didn't look at the curriculum. How can you claim this is in the curriculum if you didn't look at the curriculum?
But
I never said it was in the curriculum.
Take
it's a training.
Look at
there,
everything that
secondly,
I wrote. I spoke
secondly,
about
there,
the training program.
I'm speaking. So
well,
secondly,
you're lying. I never said curriculum.
Oh, well, you
is
said.
That a, wait, what
you're
saying,
you
Jimmy, it's a training manual for teachers and guidance counselors. What she has is a participant's guide that was given to the participants in those trainings.
Are you done? Okay.
Yes.
The fact is, this is not being taught to the children. This is not being taught in any way to the students. This is taught to the staff, and it is not critical race theory. And y'all keep on and on about this critical race theory, which goes back to what I just finished telling you. When it comes to the governor, when it comes to the state, we follow those guidelines. specifically, we do not deviate. I don't hear anything of anyone here on the show saying, oh, I know it's being taught in the schools, so here's my question. If it's being taught in the schools, with the exception of the one person who went off and did something on a blackboard, but of course at the time you guys don't realize it, that the Commissioner of Education dealt with that situation. We don't allow this in our classrooms, not now and not as long as I'm on this board. And so I'm getting really tired of everybody talking about this critical race theory like it sits here in Hernando County when it does not. And you can't prove it because you don't know anybody who's coming forward to claim this.
Jimmy, the definition if you combine the tenets of this book, it fits the definition of critical race theory.
Not only this is going to be taught to teachers. This is a training program for guidance counselors. It says it right in the information I got from Angela Shepard. This is going to be teachers are going to be told how to proceed with this. So it may not be in the curriculum. You may be right on this. I did not look into that.
Right, I'm right.
I have looked into the training program, and I showed this to the people who was there a few hours ago. This training program is critical race theory, period.
No,
now, I don't know if you have the book. I don't know if you have the book, but if you have the book did you look into the talking points cards in the back where they talk about rejecting assimilation, combating colorblindness, and doing away with meritocracy?
That's are you talking about which one
manual.
Now? Are you
and
talking
you
about crucial conversation?
Critical,
which
one
are you talking about?
If you don't think that this is critical race theory,
Harley,
then
Harley, calm down. No, you see, no. We're talking about the Leader in Me Equity in Education training manual, manual that was used in these two trainings that the teachers and the guidance counselors went to.
Right.
That's where your confusion is. It's not in critical, crucial conversations. It's in the Franklin Covenry Leader in Me Equity in Education manual.
This is Equity in Education from the inside out.
Crucial conversations. You are on another tangent other than what we approved. So it has nothing
no,
to do
we're not, because
no,
that
you
came directly
it.
From the school district.
You
are just digging
it.
Into things that you know nothing about.
You approved it. You approved it. You
I approved
it.
Crucial
go
conversations.
Back, go
don't
back
try
to
put
the,
words in my mouth that aren't there.
Go,
I'm
not
going
putting
back
any
to
words
what the
in
governor
your mouth.
Has said,
I'm asking
and
you
make
to go
sure
and take
understand.
A look. I'm asking
time
everybody.
Calm down.
I'm asking everybody that's listening to this. Please go back to the videos and look at this. Look at the presentation and see who had consensus to put this on the agenda in a regular board meeting for approval. It was approved, and they paid the money. They paid the money to Equal Opportunity Schools for this program because the definition of this program was what was initially submitted for federal money on this. So you were one of the five board members that approved it, and not one of you asked, well, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? Not one. And in this book, in the Equity in Education from the Inside Out, this is the impact journey from Leader in Me. It's the new version because some of
you
the things
back.
That they have in the back in the
like
appendices
are the subject. The subject is we purchased crucial conversations for the $107,000. And you're
talking
about I am not talking about critical conversation. I am talking about equity in education. That's what I'm talking about. Two completely separate training programs.
Arlene, why don't you read for the audience the content? Jimmy, hold on a second. Why don't you read the contents from the email, Arlene, that was provided from Angela Shepard, the communications specialist from the school district, regarding this particular book?
Okay. 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 Let's see. Equity teams, equity in schools. Yeah. Let me see where it is. In 2021, CARES Act. Let me just find it.
Oh, I think if she reads that communication from Angela Shepherd, Jimmy, it'll shed some light on what she's saying. Rather than telling her she's wrong, communication came
wrong.
From the school district, from the PIO, the Public Information Officer, and
yes.
That's what we're using.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that.
Hold on. Let her read this so the audience. Let her read the email so the audience can hear what it said.
She's carrying the whole show. Why don't you just go ahead and have a show with her and nobody else, because you're not going to listen. And so if you're not going to listen, what's the purpose of going forward?
But you're saying
first
the same thing over and over again. You're saying she's lying.
No,
she's not.
First of all,
let her read the communication.
First of all, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that we are teaching critical race theory in our schools? Answer that question.
I believe wholeheartedly that you are training, that you are training your guidance counselors, that you're training your social workers, and you will be training your teachers in critical race theory. Yes.
You're,
and I point to all the information
and you need
training
to go to the loony
them. I asked me, and I'm telling you, I believe that because that's the information I got from Angela Shepherd.
It doesn't matter.
I got
matter.
That information from Angela Shepherd, and
member.
I got the participant's guide. I got the manual.
From Angela Shepherd.
What's the purpose of this show? Are you trying to run for the board? Is that what it is?
No,
I
am
not
running for the board.
I do not plan on running for any boards.
And I'm not running for the board, Jimmy.
So I am not running for the board, and I did all of the investigation. So there.
Oh, sure. You investigate everything.
Go ahead,
hey,
Arlene.
Folks, hold on.
Read the email. Arlene, read the email.
Okay.
Listen, hold on. Can I pop in here real fast? This is Mark.
Development, the impact journey, equity in education, which includes the cost of the consultation and participation guides and the appropriate shipping costs.
Can I get a word in here for a second?
Sure.
Just because I want to explain to Jimmy where I'm at right now. Jimmy, I'm very sorry that this episode is going like this, but my wife got... Hold on. Give me a second. My wife got landed in Dulles Airport. She missed her connecting flight. So I'm scrambling around trying to rent a car, get a bus ticket, and all this stuff. And I'm half on the show and half out of the show. And I'm sorry that it's going like this. So please bear with me. And if everybody could try to talk one at a time, I got to call my wife.
No problem.
And I got to do all this crazy stuff. And it's so hard, and I'm so sorry. Please bear with me. Does anybody know what 1740 is in military time? I'm so confused right now. I don't know what 1740
would be. 540.
540.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God. This is so crazy. I don't know how to check my flight on this damn thing. I don't know what to do, guys. I'm so screwed. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm really sorry.
Let her read the communication, Jimmy. If there's something wrong with communication, then that needs to be addressed. But let her read the conversation.
Franklin Covey's Professional Development, the Impact in Equity in Education, which includes the cost of consultation and participation guides and appropriate shipping costs, will be funded. This equity training will be an opportunity for select teachers and administrators to examine how they form their student expectations, how their behaviors communicate their expectations, and how these behaviors impact their students. At the close of equity training, teachers will be able to focus. Now, this is directly from the book, but Angela took it from here. Teachers will be able to focus on their circle of influence, increase their self-awareness about how their respective life experiences impact interactions with students, communicate their high expectation for students, and build authentic relationships with students in order to support successful learning. Training supports the work of the Achievement Gap Committee, which focuses on the problem-solving and support subgroups. So they don't call them minority groups, right? And now, those things that she said are right from the book. The chapters in the book are self-awareness, authentic relationships, high expectations. This is in the training manual. And this is the training manual that says merit is, has to not be considered anymore. Don't consider it. Assimilation is bad. You don't answer for a right answer. That is in this book, and that is what she sent me. This comes from the attachment she sent me. So do I think it's there being – I have no idea about curriculum. I'm talking about a particular training program called Equity in Education. That is what I am talking about. And I have all of the documentation here that I got from the school, and
I've
right
seen
here
it
for anyone to see.
I've seen the information with my own two eyes. It's pretty crazy.
Is she going to keep on all night? You're going to give me a chance to speak, Mark.
All right. Let's give Jimmy a minute to speak.
A minute.
You know, we did see in one of the meetings where everybody approved it, and after hearing the information, I really approved this stuff, and the book is purchased from the school. I've seen the receipt with my own two eyes, and we went over it page by page, all these different notes and things that we looked at. And it really is, from what I can tell, training the teachers how to do critical race theory without actually teaching critical race theory in the schools.
Mark, are we gonna, I'm
Jimmy,
not
what
teach
I would
her.
Suggest
you
do
then. All night with her.
Now let Jimmy
okay,
get
first
it,
of all, let me just say something, please. I need to say something, too. I resent the fact that you keep bringing up Angela Shepherd over and over and over again. And that offends me because you're using her to try to win your situation. But at the same time, I'm going to say this. You have to train student personnel, school personnel, to work with all students and all of our subgroups, including students with disability. Do you get that? Keep on and on with this critical race theory. You must have some kind of a problem with black people or something. I have no idea. But all I'm saying to you is, why do you keep going on and on like a broken record discussing this?
Because we don't want this crap being taught in our schools or anybody being trained in this stuff for any reason. I don't want this in school with my son.
Angela Shepherd is not part of a training team, and you keep using her name, and I'm very offended with
it. She is the one that answers all of the freedom of information requests.
She merely
furnished
the communication to you. Why don't you have a show by yourself when you're ready to talk about something? Then call somebody because I've... Actually, you know, when you talk about assimilation, you must be listening to Star Trek.
Jimmy, I showed it to the people that were there at the meeting 2 hours
ago.
It's
my own
two eyes. Right here,
Jimmy,
in the book. You are the one that has blinders on. And Angela Shepherd is the person that receives.
Arlene, let Jimmy speak, please.
No, she wants to talk all night. Let her have a show on her own. Nobody's going to listen to her. First of all, you mistaken everything. You assume that this is all about critical race theory, and you are out of touch with reality. This is not happening in this county at all, nor is
it
happening in the state as long as our governor is involved, and I respect the governor, and I follow his protocol, along with
He needs to know about equity in education.
I have gone through all this, Mark. What she's doing is picking and choosing things that she wants to talk about, which is out of touch with reality. That is not what we're doing. If we're going to have a
They have little cards in the back of the book.
Talk on your own. I don't need to be on your show talking about this.
They have little cards in the back of this manual that are unbelievable to the human eye. What they're training these teachers to do and what they
are expected
to do with the kids.
We're not teaching that, Mark.
No, it's not a curriculum. We understand that it's not curriculum, but
it's a training program
to use the method of critical race theory as a backdoor, sliding it in without using curriculum or teaching it in class. They're sliding it in. They're sneaking it in through this training. And I've seen these notes. I've seen so much in this book tonight that I couldn't believe my ears and my eyes what I was hearing. And I cannot believe that this is happening in schools anywhere, let alone in Hernando County.
Why don't you let people call in instead of her rattling off all night? I mean, she can rattle off for 4 hours at a time and never get a breath. So why don't she did a lot of research,
and she's passionate.
Jimmy, why don't you get a copy of the book,
Jimmy,
and read it.
Mark, you can shut up. We're not talking to you right now.
Oh, don't
tell me to shut up, Jimmy. That's
rude.
Not nice. That's rude.
We gotta be wrong.
You should read the manual and make a comment.
I've read the manual.
All right, guys, I got to step off. I got to call my wife. I will be back. Try to be civil for the next 10 minutes, and I'll be back.
Jimmy, what I would really suggest is that I want to have a meeting with parents and show them exactly what I have from the school district and what's going on, and let everybody make up their mind. It's obvious to me that you have not seen the participant guide. It's clear you have not seen it.
You're wrong.
Have you seen the cards?
Yes, I have gone through the entire thing, and all you do is pick and choose things that feed you.
I've
so
seen
that you
pick
can
and
try
choose
prove
anything.
A theory that
doesn't whole,
exist.
When you, when you add
Jimmy,
all,
you're lying.
So
I went
when you
through
add
the
it all together, it's critical
liar,
race
I mean,
theory, Jimmy.
Because
you're
saying
you
I'm picking and
treat,
choosing. I did not pick and choose anything. I showed everyone at the meeting this evening, everything. I went page by page. I took out the talking points cards and showed them, all of them. I did not pick and choose. I had
Those are people you brought in on your own.
I didn't bring in anyone.
The teacher of your theory,
Carla,
not mine,
Carla was
not the
there.
School district theory.
Carla was there. Well, you could have been there also. I mean, what I really
why would I want to be in your place listening to you talk all night long and not give a person a chance to even say one word? It's the Arlene Glantz show.
Say something. Arlene, be quiet.
Well,
go ahead, Jimmy, talk. Say something.
No,
go ahead, talk.
It's the Arlene Glantz show. It's your way of the highway. And it's not the right way because it's the wrong way. It's not the thing that's being done.
All right. So why was she giving the wrong information from the school district? If
she wasn't
given
the wrong information.
Why is the
that's
school district misleading us?
Now, here we go again.
It's not interpretation. It's right there on the cards.
Let Carla talk. Let somebody else talk.
Carla, are you there?
Carla? Carla?
I don't think she's
Pam, you have a show where people are supposed to call in.
She said they can't hear her.
They can't hear you. You can't hear her?
No, she said they can't hear me.
I'm on the computer, and she's trying to call you.
All right, she's got to call. Mark has got to let her into the show. I don't have that ability, or I would. I'm acting as the host. Everybody can talk together. It's because of his wife being hung up in D.C. Hi.
Who's speaking?
Carla.
Hi.
Okay.
Talk.
All right. I don't know why it wasn't working. So, yes, I went today and looked at everything, but I'm going to give you a mother's perspective. Equity of education. I don't agree with anything that I read in there, okay? But I want to know if it is actually being taught and we don't know about it. That is a huge question. I think there's manipulation of the words within that book that could be perceived as a form of brainwashing, but it's a technique as well. So you can use the equity of education as a learning technique and pull out of it what you want to use to educate children. But we have no proof that it is actually being taught here in Fernando County. We have no proof aside from a date that is actually wrong on an email that there's no documented proof that it's happening right now.
When I read to you, Carla, that she said that equity in education training from Franklin Covey was offered on two dates, February 12, 2021. So it is being – people are being trained now, unless you know, what she sent me is a lie. This is the exact email. This is the email that was sent to me. So it is that. And I showed you the talking point cards, correct? Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, ma'am. But
okay.
I'm also
Did
thinking
I show
this
you?
Is a technique that we have no proof who's actually being taught this stuff to teach these kids? That is a huge question. If this
so,
is
so
actually
being... But is it being taught to the teachers, the social workers, and the guidance counselors, as Angela said?
Then
well,
a way
we
to
need
do
to
that.
Contact every single one of them and ask them. Because we don't have
do you think Angela lied to me and
Angela
said...
Angela didn't say. She gave you information. She didn't say. She's the information officer. Quit referring to Angela information.
She's the one that responds to Freedom of Information requests.
Right. It responded
this,
to you
and
in what way? Did she call you?
No, an email.
She sent me in writing. She sent me in writing.
An email. And that makes it the official position of the school district because she's representing the school district in response.
So wait a minute, hold on, Jimmy. In your way.
We can go
around. There's nothing to interpret.
Hold on, Arlene. We can go round and round with this. The thing that needs to be done is the facilitator and the instructors need to be asked and say, did you use this manual? Did you tell the teachers to do this, this, and the other? And if they say yes, then it was taught. Plain and simple.
You're
right?
So simplistic,
right?
Mark. You were on that board for 4 years, and all the stuff that was going on at the
time, you're saying it
all
wasn't
of a sudden,
taught.
You have
you
a monster interest
taught.
In the school district.
No one is listening.
You don't know if it was taught or not. You don't know if it was taught or not. And if you want to find out,
Excuse me. Let me speak. I am not in agreement with what you said and what you're saying. I have already told you critical race theory is not being taught in our school. No matter how many times I tell you, you don't listen. So what I tell you now is keep the show yourself. You can take it and speak for the next 4 hours. I don't give a damn. But you're not going to talk and turn around and disparage our school district and the people in the school district so that you can interpret it the way you want to interpret it because possibly you want to run for school board. If that's the case, put the ring and do it.
Let's get one thing real clear, Jimmy.
And I'm out.
I'm not going to run for the school board. I'm not running for the school board.
I'm
not running for the school board. So
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. And if you're not running for the school board, good.
You don't care to hear
the truth. I think you're being extremely closed-minded in this. What I'm saying to you is
I am a school board member that reads every single thing on the board. I read it. I read 3,000 pages before meetings. Don't tell me what's in it. I know what's in it. We don't do this.
No, you obviously don't, because this is exactly
what I read to
everyone.
I'm going to tell you one more thing tonight, and it's the last thing I tell you.
I read this to everyone.
Good night and goodbye.
So that's exactly what you're carrying
on with word
for word.
You're out of your mind.
Boy, you're really being rude. You're really being rude. What I'm trying to do, if this is in fact the training program and we want to reverse this and get this out, train them a different way to reduce the achievement gap. That's what we should be looking on. So I want people to know what this training manual says. And if we don't like this, if we want to continue saying assimilation is bad and merit is bad, that's another story. But I think most people do not know what this training manual says. And if we say to everybody, to parents, we don't want this, to try a different way to reduce the achievement gap. That is what I'm trying to let everyone know what the training is now.
This is it.
That's it. If you don't agree with it, then we should change it.
And simplistically, Jimmy, as you said, if it's not being trained, why was the school district telling us that this is what they're using?
And paid for it.
I mean, that's the other question.
You have zero proof that this is being taught, and all you want to do is create havoc when havoc does not exist. I am done with this, Mark, and I'm done with this, Arlene. Good night. Have your show. Have fun, and I'll see you on the other side.
I have proof in writing. It was at least one training program on February 12th.
He hung up.
Well, that's fine. Let him hang up because he doesn't know how to do an argument here.
He didn't offer any concrete proof that it's not being taught. He won't take the criticism. He won't go back to check and see, in fact, if it was or isn't being taught. He won't check to see, in fact, if it is or isn't being used. And if it's not being used, then why was it supplied to us as a program being used in the school district? So one of two ways, somehow the school district either made a mistake in what they told us or is using that program to teach guidance counselors and administrators in the school district.
And teachers.
So those are the two options, plain and simple.
I would recommend to everyone out there, especially parents, please get a copy of Equity in Education from the Inside Out, the Participants Guide. Get it. Look at it. Especially look at the talking points, the cards in the back. It is mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. And they talk out here about minoritized students. Minoritized students gives the impression of an oppressor and an oppressed. I mean, the words are there. I did not make it up. I read it to everyone, and I showed them. The book was there. I brought the manual with me this afternoon. Now, I don't know how many parents know this. I don't know how many. And if they didn't know and they're not happy with it, then let the district know. I'm not, you know, I don't have students in this school district. I have in New York and I have in Virginia, but not in this one. But this I feel is critical race theory. If in fact parents are okay with critical race theory, they'll be very happy with equity in education from the inside out. Oh, yeah. If they're not, they have to talk up.
Let's, I'm back. Almost got this mess straightened out from my wife. She's getting on a plane to Philadelphia, and our friends are going to pick her up. So, Carla, let me talk to Carla real fast. As a parent with kids in the school district, after what you've seen and heard and witnessed, where do you stand? What do you think about this whole equity in education and the difference between it and critical race theory?
Oh, I absolutely agree that it does have the back door to critical race theory. However, I still have the question. We need the proof that it is actually being taught in this county. I'm friends with a lot of teachers, specifically in the ESD department, and none of them have been given any form of quote-unquote training. So I'm not trying to debunk what Arlene has found, but where's the proof that it's actually being taught in this county? Where are the teachers who have actually sat through and listened to this and have been told
that this is how it's going to be done? That's a valid question. So I'm just going to repeat myself. If either the communication specialist who supplied that information was correct and 65 guidance counselors and whatnot were given this training, people on the equity teams in the schools, or they weren't. If they weren't, then why were we supplied erroneous information? I mean, it's one of two questions. So it doesn't make sense that they would send something that doesn't exist. They're required by law, as you know, to send over what they do. So if they sent this over, the assumption is that they said this is the training that went on, that we have to believe the specialist who said there, who's in the school district on a daily basis, and saw the training, that it happened. Now, I don't know who the 65 people were.
No, the 65 people, Mark, that's not clear. What is clear is the February 12th. The February 12th, as far as I know, was the very first one that was given, equity in education training.
So the school district would have a record of who attended that on February 12th.
That's right. What they told me, what I got the information in writing from them in an email, on February 12th, training was located in the boardroom for 23 guidance counselors and social workers. So they didn't get to teachers yet. Then it has on October 21st, 2021, it says it was offered. I think it should be, will be offered at Central High School for 65 members of the school-based Achievement Gap Committee. So it hasn't been there yet. It only went to one that I can say definitely on February 12th, and that wasn't for teachers. It's just starting. It's just starting. This is a good time to stop it if people want to stop it. If they don't want to stop it, let it go forward. But this is clearly critical race theory being taught, you know, to others who will eventually be in the classroom. This has not been given to teachers, so you can ask the teachers, and they don't know about it. The only ones that were given that I can see in this email, this writing that I got from the school district, was February 12th. And that was for guidance counselors and social workers. That's who got it. Ask them. Ask them. If you ask a teacher, they haven't gotten it yet. That doesn't make sense to ask them. And it talks about October 21st, 2021.
Let her talk, hon.
So I'm just going to state the obvious here. We're in a predominant red county. And if this training takes place in October, parents are going to raise hell if this is in fact true. They're not going to sit back and allow this to be taught to our kids. So until October rolls around and you've got guidance counselors, all 65 of whoever's going to be coming into this training, we don't have a valid argument. I mean, there's nothing to...
Well, it was already given to some, and it's definitely paid for, and they have the books here and everything else. So, if the training is to be in October 2021 and not last year, it's not clear. I told you it's not clear in here. Then it's still, I don't know if that's teachers or not. So the kids won't know about it, and I really doubt that the parents will know about it. I really went into this to let the parents know. I want the parents to know and let them make the decision. It's not my kids. I am against critical race theory, but these are not my kids in school. This is not. But if you wait till, if it is going to happen in October, and it wasn't last October, I don't know who's going to be in there. I don't know if there'll be teachers at that point or if they're going to be training the equity team first, and then that'll come to teachers. But why would any students know about it? It's training not for them. It's not for them. But I think that parents should know. That's all I am saying.
Yes, indeed.
Just know what's
now,
out there.
Right here. Well, we're here at the end of the broadcast, and I feel like maybe we had some kind of a breakthrough here because this got out. People are going to hear this. Critical race theory is being backdoor taught by training faculty and staff. I think some of the people in the community know what's going on. And for some reason are on board with it. They must. I'm thinking there's a payoff. There's got to be a payoff. I don't know.
I think what it is, Mark, I think this program went through and people don't realize what it was. And they really haven't looked at it and haven't examined it. And when they figure out what it is, then they may stop it. Hopefully that's what will happen.
We need to have the school board. We need the school board members to all take a look at it and read it and understand it. Because it seems like they have not read it.
The problem with the school board is you have three liberal ladies on the school board who probably support it.
Maybe.
Yep.
It could be. I don't know. I don't know. But I do feel that parents should know that this is coming down the line. This is not here yet. They did the first round. And if it's going to be in October of 2021, there'll be a second round. And they should know. Kids won't know because then they won't. It's not. This is not training for them. So there would be nothing for parents to know because kids won't be coming home saying anything yet.
Well, we need to run
this
all the way up.
But do you want it to go that far? If you want it to go that far, fine. As long as you understand and read all this stuff and you agree to let it go, that's fine. All I'm saying is I think that most people, and I say most, really most, have no idea. Have no idea.
Right.
All
well,
I want is for them to be aware.
We have to run this all the way up the flagpole to Tallahassee. That is really what we have to do. We've got to get this, all this research. Listen, for you folks that are listening, Arlene and Mark came over to my house, and I looked at all this. I have some of this paperwork. They gave me paperwork that they had me, you know, they gave to me, and I'm reading it, and I'm checking it out. And this is critical race theory as a training method to slide it in, slip it in, backdoor, like But now like Carla said, is what we got to find out is who has been trained. We got to find somebody who's been trained. We got to find a whistleblower within the district who anonymously or publicly to come out and say, yes, I was trained. This is what I was taught. That's what we got to find next, and that's the person we got to get on the show next to prove that this equity in education is backdoor critical race theory as a training for the teachers to trickle it down to the students and make little socialist puppets. And I'm not for it. I got a son in the school district, and I got son in classes, and I don't think it's fair that we don't even have a say as parents, that they just go ahead and make these decisions without any input from the people. And when the people go to the school board meetings and give their opinions, they write it off, and they don't care what you say anyway. And I think that the guy who runs it, John Stratton, what's his title again?
He's superintendent.
Superintendent should be an elected official so that he's accountable to the people. Because right now, as an appointed position, he don't care what the people say because he ain't going to lose his job on election day. So it's kind of ridiculous. Maybe we need to kind of work on changing that, make the superintendent an elected official so that he's held accountable. Because these people are running roughshod over our kids and our kids' education with this propaganda, and I don't appreciate it. I'm not for it, and I think it's ridiculous. Now, you want to for me, this is what I got out of it, and it is affirmative action in school for students. Because you're Black, Hispanic, Asian, you're in a minority community, you get lifted up and everybody else gets lowered down so that everybody can be on the same level. Well, listen, some kids have 149 IQs and belong in gifted programs, and some kids have, 102 IQs who belong in regular classes. They shouldn't be lifted up into accelerated, gifted, or other avenues where kids who earn it through hard work and study. That stuff to me is ridiculous. It has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do with ability and effort and
merit.
What you are capable of. We just need to get school back to reading, writing, and arithmetic like it used to be back in the day. But no, somewhere down the line in like 1972 or 1968, they changed it all, and they've been slowly eroding our school system to a socialist bastion of craziness. And I don't agree with it. And I'm sorry, but Jimmy, if you're still listening and watching, if you didn't know about it, you need to get more educated on it and look more into it. We love you, Jimmy. Jimmy, I know you for a long time, and I just think maybe you guys on the school board didn't read this. You didn't look all the way into it, or maybe you haven't been trained. But the lady who is giving up the freedom of information has obviously, by the way she responded in some of the emails back to Arlene, has been trained in equity and education based on what Arlene showed me and based on her email responses are fine-picked right out of that book, that training manual, Equity in Education, that Arlene, with the receipt I seen from the Hernando County School District, my own eyes, told her to buy the book, that this is what they're training. They're training these people. So I believe that there's something going on. There's a deeper story here, and I think it's great that Arlene is digging. She is a very credible individual, an attorney. She's got a lot of education, very smart, and she just doesn't want this crap being taught in our schools. Mark doesn't want it taught in the schools. Carla doesn't want it taught in the schools. My wife, me, none of us want this stuff taught in our schools. You have to earn everything. They're trying to take away hard work, get you somewhere to where just go along to get along, and you'll just make it along with everybody else. We'll just carry you. When I was a kid, if you failed a class, you got left back. They do everything in their power when kids fail to still push them forward. How many kids are illiterate because the schools just keep moving them forward because we don't want to deal with the problem? And it's a huge issue, and we really got to get to the bottom of this. We need
keep the heads in the sand. You're right, Mark. No heads in the sand. We got to look at this and make sure. And if it ends, it ends, and it can go away. But if we're not diligent, they'll do what they want.
Yeah, but you all are failing to understand the fact that our governor made sure on March 18th all forms of critical race theory was not to be taught in our schools. So even, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, this somehow gets slipped right under the door, there's going to be quite a few people without a job.
I would think so.
And we need to expose this because this is crazy. This is unreal.
But you know something? Again, what I'm saying is there's time. This is just the beginning of this program. It's, according to what I'm saying here, there was only one training, and that was for social workers and counselors. If parents know and they say, no, I don't want the teachers trained in this. I don't want it. We can make it stop. And it, for whatever reason, it got through the way it does because they use nice words. They use self-awareness. They use, you know, authentic relationships. They use nice words. So maybe nobody really knew because maybe this training manual is brand new. They never saw it. They never saw it because there's in the indices in the back, there's stuff from 2020. So when this was approved in 2019, perhaps this didn't, you know, exist then, or it's a newer version of it. I don't know. All I'm saying is I would hope that the school board is open-minded enough to say, okay, I hear what you're saying. Let me look into it. Let me look at the points that I showed everybody else. And if they say, you know, this really is not what I thought it was, and I don't want it, you know, here, cancel it. You know, maybe someone will be fired, maybe not.
No,
but it doesn't have to be. What has to be is made a decision to have everyone know what it is and then make the decision whether they want it or not. I know personally, I don't want this crap.
Closing the achievement gap is a noble goal.
Absolutely.
But this is not the way to do it. There are other ways. I mean, you can offer different kind of instruction and help to the students who need that to move along, and I'm all in favor of that. I mean, it should be closed. Everything should be equal. There shouldn't be equity. There's a big difference. You know, everybody should be treated the same, and unless they just can't do it. As you were saying, Mark, you got people with a 149, you got people with a 102 IQ, so you have to make allowances. But, you know, like you and a lot of people that I know, you know, we don't see color. We see the character of the person. And that's what it should be based on, not some quota or made up arbitrary standard.
Not only that, this is very divisive. It is really divisive. Calling a group of people minoritized, that means someone is doing something to someone else. It's pushing people apart, not bringing them together, and saying don't, you know, cast aside assimilation. I mean, this is so divisive. It's just heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching that this can be conveyed to kids because they're really open to everything that they hear. This is heart-wrenching. It really is.
Yes, indeed, folks. And I got to wrap up this show.
Okay.
I'm going to have to redo this again a little bit more because I was so distracted and I couldn't get in on the show with this flight and everything like that. From what I'm hearing now, she's boarding the plane. Going to Philadelphia.
Good.
So
I'm glad she's
right
well.
Yeah, me too.
I want to thank everybody for coming on. Jimmy, if you're listening, I want to thank you. We're going to get this squared away. I've asked Jimmy if he read the manual. He hasn't responded back yet. I don't think he's read it. These guys on the board, I don't think they've looked into it. But next Thursday, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have a show at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and I hope everybody can tune in. Guys,
I just say one thing? I would love to have a meeting with as many people as possible because showing something to someone is a lot better than just talking and reading it to them.
Yeah.
Because I think that this, you know, earlier this evening when people saw what exactly it was and saw the book, held it in their hand, and looked at the emails that came, that's a very big difference. There's a big difference. If anyone knows of a place that we can have a meeting, I will be happy to go with all of the information that I presented before and even more and just let everybody look at this. I mean, I don't want anyone to put their head in the sand and you know, say this is it's not real. It's real. Whether you want to accept it is another story. You can either accept it or not. But people have to know it's real, it's happening. And you have to make a decision. So if anybody knows of a place where we can have a meeting, please let me know. I'll be happy to attend and do what I can to show people all of the information.
Well, I'm part of a group called Community Patriots of Hernando County. My friend Rob, he's one of the leaders of the group, and he's in the live feed. I don't know if he's still watching or not, but maybe you can get down to the Sunset Grill and make a presentation in front of Community Patriots of Hernando County. I will be talking to the lady who runs it, my friend Elizabeth, and we'll see about getting a meeting down at the Sunset Grill so that many people, patriots in the community, who are fighting for the people, and they love the Constitution, they love freedom, and they love liberty. So with that, I want to say thanks, everybody, for coming on the show. And
thank
you. Play this pleasure. Now, if you have a chance and you want to join, I'm going to stand up here right now for the Star Spangled Banner. It's performed by my friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storytelling Edition, out now, new album coming out real soon. And if you're on the video and you're watching, please rise. I'll put a flag in front of the camera, and we will do the national anthem, and then I'm going to get on this with my wife and try to get this figured out. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner. Don't hang up yet,
okay.
I'm still here.
Very much, Arlene, Carla, thanks for calling in. Jimmy Lodato, our good friend and school board member, is probably not my friend anymore after this episode, but we'll see. again, Mark, Arlene, thank you so much. Arlene, thank you so much for your hard work, and I'll
thank
be
you.
In touch about getting you hooked up with Community Patriots of Hernando County. And until we meet
thank
again
you.
Tonight,
okay.
God bless America, God bless you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mark.
Take care. You can hang up then.